SockValleyNow.com, WSDR, and we have a special guest in the studio. We have Joan Hermes. You are the executive director of the CGH Health Foundation since 1992. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning. I'm great.
Great. So we understand that the CGH Health Health Foundation is conducting your annual appeal, and that women and heart disease is your focus. Can you talk to us more about that?
I can. It's a pretty appropriate that your commercial that you just ran was the American Heart Association about heart disease, because heart disease is the disease that kills most people in our community, in the state, in the nation. And we've always done a lot of education about it, but this year we're really switching into a big focus on women and heart disease. And the campaign started about 2 months ago. Our goal is 380,000. We're about halfway there. We've raised 192. And every year, we just have so many folks from the Sauk Valley that support us, and we're just so grateful. And this year, we're trying to raise awareness about the fact that 51% of those dying from heart disease and stroke are now women. When I was growing up, women didn't have heart attacks. Now we've surpassed men in having heart attacks. So this is definitely a major focus. And leading our effort is a campaign cabinet, Scott Wolber, who is a foundation trustee. He is the general chair. And Roger Wade, another fellow foundation trustee, he is our club's division chairman. Dr. Eliona Corrigan, a radiologist at CGH, is leading our medical division. And Mary Jean Derryberry and Mary Spitzer, one a current CGHer and one a retired CGHer, are leading the employee division. And our business division chair was Pam Topper. She was market president of Illinois Bank and Trust in Rock Falls, and she died unexpectedly in late August. So we have now dedicated the rest of the annual appeal to Pam, because she was a huge advocate for the community. And she led a group of about 25 volunteers from the business division in calling, speaking with prospective donors. And in all, we have 125 volunteers between the divisions and then the special events that we host. And as far as contributors go, we do have a really great track record. About 87% of last year's donors gave in 2016. They gave again in 2017, so we have a really good renewal rate. But we're always losing donors and need to fill that gap. So really putting out an appeal to help us if folks can. And in the years that we've hosted annual appeals, we've raised over $5 million that we've plowed right back into the community.
That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
Tell me more about your focus on heart disease and women.
Well, our theme is red is the new pink, if you can understand that. And we've been promoting breast health awareness for my entire career, which is 26 years. So we feel like we've done a really great job, and we will continue to promote, because there's always new women coming up who have no idea what you're supposed to do about good breast health management. So we won't stop that. But as medical professionals, with this 51% of folks dying from heart disease and stroke being women, we feel we need to kind of say, hold on here, and call attention to the inside of the chest for once, and say, all right, ladies, listen up. Heart disease should become a very prime concern of yours, along with your breast health, and especially those who are pre and in menopausal and postmenopausal. That's the age where it's really significant. And as far as numbers go, 1 in 3 women are dying from heart disease and stroke, while 1 in 31 women are dying from breast cancer. So fully, the numbers of women dying from heart disease surpasses all the numbers of women dying from any cancers. So there is alarm there, but so often we don't think about heart disease as being so impactful. It's not as emotional as cancer, let's face it. But we have to put the focus back on heart disease, since we're losing so many of our area women from it. And last night, Jennifer Ide, who's a nurse practitioner with our cardiology department, she hosted our Growing Healthier program, which is a monthly series that the foundation sponsors. And she explained what it is, you know, who's more at risk, what to do to improve your risk. And basically, as with so many diseases, eating right, exercising, and not smoking is a foundation of staving off heart disease. And we'll be hosting other programs, especially in February, coming in 2019. That's Heart Month. And we do a lot of connecting with area businesses and partnering with them and doing things within the businesses. And this will be a multi-year effort. Piggybacking with that is an educational promotion about ovarian cancer. Now, that's not a cancer you hear about a lot, but if you talk, well, just today, I was talking with an individual and she has a friend who has ovarian cancer. More and more, I'm hearing from other folks that we have a lot of local women who are dealing with ovarian cancer. And I don't think it's a disease that people really understand and know how you go about finding it or treating it. So our goal with that, the same as with the heart disease, is to help people understand what are the signs and symptoms, what are your risk factors. One big thing that people need to know with breast cancer, you have mammography. It's a basic screening tool. With ovarian cancer, you don't have a basic screening tool. Your best action is to see your physician on an annual basis. A Pap test is not a screen for ovarian cancer. It's a screen for cervical cancer. So those are some misconceptions that we need to help people understand. Some of the symptoms of ovarian cancer are bloating, pelvic or abdominal pain, feeling too full quickly after eating, and unusual urinary activity. And cancer rates are highest with ovarian cancer in women age 55 to 64. 1 in 109 women actually die from ovarian cancer, and it accounts for 2.5% of cancers in women. So lots more to come in the next few years, just trying to raise awareness about those things.
Yeah, and the numbers with heart disease, 1 in 3 women, that's an alarming number.
And it really is.
It's absolutely crazy. I didn't know it was that high.
And neither did I.
Information is what's key, and that's what this mm-hmm. is all about, is getting people informed, getting them the right information, right. And especially where to find the correct information.
Right.
So information is power, and right. that's how we can help prevent this mm-hmm. sort of stuff from happening.
And that's one of the core missions of the foundation, is to promote educational wellness in our community. We're really concerned about keeping you out of the hospital.
That's always a great thing.
Right.
So it's time for folks to make their annual contributions.
Yes, and we would love your help to support our 15 initiatives. We impact about 23,000 children and adults in a given year. And we did start the campaign several months ago, so a lot of folks may have received one letter already. And in the next couple weeks, we're sending out a new request to a lot of area folks, but they can easily go online to cghmc.com/foundation and make a donation online. That would be fabulous. If you have questions, they can call me at 815-625-0400, extension 5672. And if you think that you aren't a big deal, like maybe you can only give $5, well, $5 makes a big difference. We can serve a hot meal to a chemotherapy patient with $5. And that's a new service we started last October. And that has been a tremendous value for our patients who sit there maybe 5 and 6 hours at a time between seeing their doctor and going through the chemotherapy. But it's a great comfort.
Yeah, and contributions don't need to be large. I mean, anything can make a difference. A dollar, mm-hmm. pocket change, that sort of thing is always welcome. And I know you guys take all donations, doesn't matter the size.
We do. $80 would provide an eye appointment and glasses for a child. $120 would provide the eyeglass appointment and the glasses for an adult. That's one program we have. Medication assistance is another program. and $20 would help provide a prescription for a CGH patient who can't afford to get it. It's a 30-day supply, and if they have a chronic need, then we set them up with a national pharmaceutical company. Transportation assistance, again, $10, $20, $30 would help get a patient to and from either the hospital or an appointment. And a lot of times, folks may say, well, there's public transportation. Yes, there is. But there are limited hours. And if you're, say, a COPD patient and you're carrying an oxygen tank, you might need assistance getting from your door to the van or the bus that's picking you up. But they're not allowed to come help you. So in specific instances like that, then we can hire a taxi and they can help you get in the car and get you to and from. Other times you may go to an appointment and you got there by public transportation, but your appointment ended after the bus is done. So then you're in a quandary. You might come in the hospital in the middle of the night and have no way home. Nobody to come get you. So we are able to get you to and from. And both of these programs, the transportation and medication assistance, started 4 years ago and have been a really big help to our patients. We have lots and lots of other wellness and outreach programs that we do. We have a Love and a Leash program with dogs that are certified to come in and visit our patients, and they see almost 2,000 patients a year. We have 14 dogs and 3 new ones that are coming on board. The eyeglass, I mentioned that. We help about 160 kids and adults during the year with free glasses. We do a diabetes prevention voucher for folks who can't afford the 4-month treatment and counseling as a new diabetic. The Women's Health Program, I mentioned that with the breast cancer. We've been working on that since my career began. We have devoted ourselves to breast health awareness. We have a partnership with the health department, with the Prescott Dental Clinic, where we help provide the supplies for the adults and kids who go through that. And there's over 13,000 visits to that clinic each year. We have a program called CATCH, Coordinated Approach to Childhood Health, in Sterling and Rock Falls schools, and we partner with the schools and the YMCA with Andrea Vondra, who's our CATCH coordinator, and that's a big focus on exercise and nutrition above and beyond the classroom, and that's a huge impact on getting kids to lead healthier lives. Strong Women, Strong Bones is a program devoted to our older crew, for women to use lifting of strong, small weights to help with stave off osteoporosis. That's been going on for about 7 years. And then cardiac and workplace wellness have been programs that have been going on since the mid-90s, because as I said earlier, more people are dying from heart disease in our community. So we've really had those programs long-term to help folks know their blood pressures, glucose, their triglycerides, their HDL, their LDL, their total cholesterol, as well as they know their Social Security. And then we give out $30,000 in scholarships.
Now, that's always great to help with the cost of further education. That's always a very important thing. College is a very important aspect of life, and it's very expensive, so helping out with that is always
a plus. And we need employees, and if we can help give them a jump start on their careers, that will help our community.
Awesome. So you guys have an event coming up for the foundation. Could you tell me more about that?
It's our 5th annual Delicious Designs. It's October 18th at Deer Valley Country Club. Doors open at 5. And this year we have a brand new component. We're doing our own silent and live auction for the very first time. The past 4 years we partnered with Bears Blooms. It was wonderful. They created floral creations for us and we auctioned them off. This year we're stepping into a new venture with putting our own silent auction and live auction items together. And we have Bears tickets, and this year there's a lot of fun times with the Bears. You know that.
That's definitely true.
Everybody's pretty high in the Bears. And we have some Bears memorabilia. We're auctioning off a trip to Nashville. We have a gourmet dinner that's featuring salmon flown in from Seattle for the meal.
Wow.
We have a skydiving package. Just a lot of fun things that all ages will be happy to bid on. Another fun part of the night are our mystery polls. And what those are, you have bottles of wine, spirits, and packages of craft beer, and they're decorated beautifully. You can't tell what is in the package, and you take a chance, $15, $20, or $25 chance on it, and you pull out a number from a hat, and the number that matches with the bottle of wine is what you get. And you might get a $20 bottle of wine, you might get a $100 bottle of wine. So that's kind of fun. And come early for those, because those are usually gone within the first half hour to 45 minutes. And my chair is Pat McLeod of Sterling, and her co-chairs are Mary Spitzer and Mary Jean Derriberry. And we have like double the committee this year. We're just so blessed with so many people wanting to help us. And the focus of the night is on the heart disease for women, projects that we do with that, breast and ovarian cancer. So the triple threat, all those three things will be featured that night. And we will have patients who will be talking about their journey with that, along with all the fun. And tickets are $30. There are not very many left. If you want one, you can call me or go to cghmc.com/tickets to order your tickets online. And I should also mention Angelo's Pizza for the second year during the month of October is going to donate $1 for every pizza they have sold. So we're just so grateful to them for stepping up to do that. And their goal is 20,000. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Last year, I remember they had around, it was over $16,000 that they did.
Oh, good memory. Yes.
Which was incredible.
Good memory.
I mean, fantastic. I mean, a dollar for every pizza. Everyone loves Angelo. So it's a great cause. I mean, to be able to donate and that sort of thing, that's, I mean, it's wonderful.
It is. But we're very happy to partner with them.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joan, for coming in and giving us your time. And we appreciate you giving us kind of an insight on the foundation and all the things that you guys do. And it's wonderful. And sharing all the information and getting it out there. One in three women with heart disease is an incredibly high number. And anything that we can do to help those numbers go down is what everyone wants.
Right. So go to our website to keep up with information on our events or other programs. And if you need to call me, 815-625-0400, extension 5672.
All right. Thank you, Joan. Thanks for coming in. All right. So that was Joan Hermes of CGH. And if you want tickets or you need more information, go ahead and check out their website. And you can visit cghmc.com/foundation. And you can contact them at 815-625-0400, extension 5672. Up next, we'll be talking with Richard Noondike of Sterling Futures. Coming up next here on SockValleyNow.com, WSDR.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort.